The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland.
And a very good morning to you. This is Adrian Kennedy in for Declan on The Morning Show because we are celebrating 30 years of Declan Meehan on The Morning Show. This was a surprise for Declan today. No clue that this was happening. As I said, the radio station is absolutely packed with well-wishers. I have a message to play for you, Declan, so lash on the headphones there and have a listen to this. This is bringing you back to your London days.
Hey there, Declan Meehan. This is Angie Greaves. And I just want to wish you all the best. And I just want to send you huge amounts of love and huge congratulations on achieving 30 years of first-class broadcasting on The Morning Show on East Coast. Keep going from strength to strength. Here's to the next 30.
Now, there you go. Angie Greaves from Smooth Radio. You work together in Capital in London, is that right?
Yeah, you know, God, Capital is even a long time ago. I left in 88 or so. But Angie, I think Angie actually used to work in what was called the personnel department or HR or something like that. And now I see she's involved in all sort of, you know, the other part of radio, the creative side of radio, and she's working with Smooth. And I met her recently at, she was over at some conference or something. So, fantastic woman and delighted with her career.
Absolutely. All right, here's another one now. People will know this man's voice from East Coast FM. Have a listen to this one.
Hey, everybody. I wish I could be there in person, seeing as how my mother's family came to the United States from County Wicklow about 128 years ago. But I am coming to you from the American Southwest in Arizona. My name is Steve Wood. I am the big voice guy on East Coast FM. I've been affiliated with that as long as Declan has been here. But Declan, congratulations on 30 years. You were just a small little baby DJ when you got here. Have fun, everybody. I wished I could be there. Declan, congratulations, buddy. 30 years is something to be very proud of.
The big Declan, voice guy.
There you are. Dave Fanning here. Happy birthday. I believe you're 30. What a milestone. To be honest, I would have thought you'd be a little older. Then again, I was never very good at maths. I was suspecting a bit of a Dorian Gray vibe, but I don't even know if you have an attic, let alone a painting of yourself in it. Anyway, happy 30th. Well done. And here's to the next 30.
There you go. Dave Fanning, legend. And Steve Wood before that, who's the voiceover guy who does all the voices here at East Coast. Now, I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by a lady who you actually mentioned a couple of minutes ago in passing. You will know her from being a news anchor on RTE's 6-1 News. Her name is Sharon Tobin, and she joins us here in the studio. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for
good
having
morning.
Me in.
Yeah, well, funny enough, only a couple of minutes ago, Declan actually mentioned your
name. What did he
name.
Say?
Oh, yeah. No, it was all good. It was all good.
Was it about the Friday morning cakes that we used to have? What was it?
So tell our listeners what your role when you were here.
So, oh God, it's so long ago now, Declan. I drove in here and I had like butterflies in my stomach going, I'm late. I never came in here at this time. It was always like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I used to work on Declan's, on this program, with Honor Kelly. So the two of us were the researchers and producers of the program. And then I'd work in the newsroom later on in the day. But I remember, it's so funny to hear the big voice guy call you like a baby DJ when you started. Because when I came in here, like I had studied you in college. Like we studied about Nova and pirate radio and the morning of the raids and Declan being on air. You know, so I came in here and I was like, that's Declan Meehan. And I was intimidated, and we worked on the program together, and Honor was brilliant. Honor was just Honor Kelly.
I want to say hello to Honor if she comes across this broadcast, and she was, as you say, you know, one of those people, the building bricks of the program in the early days. And hi to her, I hope she's well. I remember that we came up with this competition, the news quiz, and we were down in Queensborough Road, and you know, we said, let's pick up 10 questions of something that's based in the news of the day, right, at that time. And Sharon would be well ahead, she'd be writing up all the questions, but she chose such a determination. And I said, this woman is going to go so far very fast, because you had that sort of nothing is getting in my way attitude. And I just loved that about your attitude to, and you went to TV3 then, and then you did that interview with Bill Clinton, and of course you're on RTE. But you definitely had something about you that said, I am going somewhere and I'm so determined to do it.
That's amazing because I don't remember that at all when I was here. I just remember feeling, right, Declan was here. And, you know, you were absolutely a mentor, because, first of all, you were like an expert at what you did. And this was before, right, this studio was really nice compared to the studio, let's say, we had in Queensborough Road. There was no talk back or anything like that. There was a window we could see Declan through. And when we had planned the programme the day before, we might book in one or two items, maybe a book interview or something like that. But the top of the programme was always about what was happening in the news. So Honor and I would sit there and go, what do we think Declan would be interested in today? And Declan would come in and he'd put his cup down and we'd say, yeah, what do you think of this story? Or what do you think of that story? And you'd be kind of tentatively pushing it forward to see. And Declan would do this. And you'd kind of go, okay, is that try harder or I've zero interest? So we became very good at like reading signals, which is so important for live broadcasting, because Declan could be on air doing an interview with somebody, and if Honor and I were outside the window having a bit of a yap, thinking, oh, the program's all sorted, we don't need to pay any attention, you'd see Declan looking out at you and he'd be pointing at you, or you could see him shuffling in his seat, which was, pay attention, this person has said something in this interview, which probably means they've mentioned a name that you need to check what they said, the veracity of it, or get somebody else on the line to come on and join this interview. But like, as I say, you know, when you're on air, you have to have signals for people. And it's an amazing lesson that I learned. You know, you have to watch people when you're broadcasting live. You can't just, you know, say it's booked, it's fine. You know,
we've spoken to a lot of people who learned their trade here with Declan on this show and in this radio station. You'd be in that category as well, would you?
Absolutely. And I don't know how he did it, because he always set you up. I think it's so funny that you were like, oh, you were determined. Declan would list off all the people who'd worked on his programme. He was like, you know, Jenny Kelly used to work here.
That's and, right. You know, married to Ray Darcy. Yeah,
yeah. Like he would name everybody. Colette Fitzpatrick used to work here. Claire Byrne used to work here. So you knew where you were aiming for, and you know, don't be a disappointment, because greats have passed through my program and you better follow them. You know, you knew that. But at the same time, when I think about it now, you weren't getting the best and the brightest when we came to you.
Yes.
But you put up with us. Like, your patience was incredible, because so many of us came through here and we all left. But you know, the next person would come in and they'd achieve as well. Like, they were, everybody learned here. And that's
such a compliment, it really is.
That's absolutely down to you, because it's not just chance or it's not just luck. You know, Claire Darmody, you know, Tracy, I know Tracy was just here a minute ago. And we had such fun working on the programme, you know.
John,
absolutely
all
such
amazing
fun.
Amazing women, determined, journalistic women who had so, you know, and still obviously have lots to offer, but it's just the talent that was oozing out of these fantastic women, and I'm delighted everybody moves on to do something else, and you're on the television there, and Claire
and I was just about to say, it must be a great sense of pride, I suppose, when you switch on your television at 6 o'clock and see Sharon reading the news.
Yeah, the last time I saw Sharon in person, I think we were having a Saturday evening drink somewhere in Dublin too, and along comes Sharon. How you doing? How's it going? I'm out having a good time, you know what I mean? But when you see her on the television and then it sort of settled down to, in a serious way, interview people and say, go for it, Sharon, you're absolutely right.
Very good.
Fair play to you. So, well done on your talent. Delighted for the time that we had you, Sharon, that you worked on the programme.
Oh, thank you, Declan.
It's lovely to hear you.
But you know, even when I thought about this morning and I was thinking of all the different people who passed through here and all of the women, like you just mentioned it there, like broadcasting, it has been very male dominated, not so much anymore. But you, like, to be a mentor for all of those women, like, that's really important. And I'm sure we have Maggie and Laura and Rebecca to thank for that as well. You know, you're in a house full of women. But Declan, like, that wasn't happening when we all came through here.
No.
So thank you.
Well done. Sharon, thank you very much indeed for popping in this morning. Sharon Tobin. On the line here, I'm joined by a man that you worked with many years ago. Paul McKenna joins us on the line. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you, Paul?
Sorry, there you go.
I'm actually top of the world. You're absolutely right. I'm just thinking about it. I think I've known you, Declan, for like nearly 40 years now, because people know me as a hypnotist, but in my previous life, back in the 1980s, I was a radio DJ. And when I started out, there was a station that changed the sound of radio in Europe called Radio Nova. And, you know, we'd get tapes of it sent to us here in England. And I would marvel at the sound of it, Standard. And so I was a Declan fan. And then, of course, we got to work together at Capital Radio in the 1980s. And you're always very encouraging to me. You know, you had a kind word and kind observations. And we've stayed friends since. You know, and whenever I'm in Dublin, we manage to see how much Guinness a man can drink.
And you probably do it quite successfully, do you?
Oh, I feel like putting some the next day some water back into my alcohol stream, you know. So.
Paul, I'm fascinated to hear you say that before you ever met Declan, and being based in the UK, you were familiar with Nova, which was the radio station in the 80s, and Declan and his craft.
Yeah, I mean, I was just a bit too young to work on Nova. I called up the then program director, the lovely late Tom Hardy, and I was just a bit too young. Anyway, I went off to work for Radio Caroline. But Nova had this amazing sound. It had a great lineup, so much talent. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And was a game changer, because in those days, you would play a record and it would stop, and then the DJ would talk for a while and then play another record. And if it was local radio, there would be a feature on a sort of lost cat or dog or something, you know. And Nova had this policy of playing like three or four songs in a row, which nobody was doing at the time. And also a clutter-free format, so very little talking. But also they had this a new innovation in without wishing to sound too technical, in sound processing. So it sounded
amazing.
Yeah, it
did. And
loud.
And for listeners of a certain age will know this, younger listeners won't. Back in the day, in the 80s, Radio Nova in Dublin was the biggest radio station in the country. And you were the breakfast show presenter on Radio Nova back then. So a lot of people may not realise what a big name you really were at the time.
Okay, where? Yeah. I think I passed out to you, Sharon. But my big thrill, by the way, during the 80s, when there was a feature on it in the Evening Herald and had a picture of Gay Byrne, Larry Gogan and me on the front page of the Herald. And I said, Jesus, I've made it. And my mother probably thinks I've made it as well. But I was delighted particularly about it, because having been almost 2 years into 2FM Radio 2, I fell out with them over what we were doing. I was a dub, very narrow dub, lived, you know, there was nothing beyond Bray, there was nothing beyond Balbriggan, nothing beyond Nace. I just was like Dublin, and I didn't think Radio 2 was reflective of Dublin. They
obviously you left
to do. They left me.
Yeah.
They said you won't fit in. So you know, we're firing you, basically. And to then go on to Nova to do exactly what I wanted to do, which was have a successful Dublin radio station, have it acknowledged on the front of the Evening Herald, which was huge at the time, along with Gay Byrne and Larry Gogan. I mean, I made it.
You made it. You definitely did. Paul, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning. I really do appreciate it.
See you soon, Paul.
Congratulations, Declan. God bless.
Thanks very much indeed. That is Paul McKenna. We have a lot more. We have to squeeze in more ads, and we'll be back in just one moment. You're listening to The Morning Show at East Coast FM.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland. East Coast FM.
And this is Adrian Kennedy with Declan, presenting the morning show to celebrate 30 years of Declan Meehan presenting the morning show. Yeah, 30 years. That clapping there is from a man that's probably been around just as long. Ian Dempsey. Ian, good morning.
Steady on now, Adrian. Steady on.
How do you know?
How are you doing? Declan, congratulations. 30 years. I think it was here at your last big celebration.
That was the 20th.
That was the 20th, was it? Yeah. So I still wasn't able to find the studios, though. I had to ring and say, where the hell are you? Anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
Delighted. And I've known you for years and years and years, since the pirate days. When you seemed to take a bit of an interest in, first of all, my name. You liked my name. You said, Ian Dempsey. That's a good name. Because I just kind of launched myself. That's a good DJ name. Yeah.
Did you have another name before then?
I did. No, I didn't actually. But I did actually when I was in Bray once. There used to be a radio station down here called, what was it called?
BLB.
BLB. And one day I was so scared of Bernard Llewellyn, who was in charge of ARD, where I was working, that I changed my name. And it's the only one time, and I was known as Mike Jones. And we made up jingles. Mike Jones on BLB. And I did a Sunday afternoon show 1 week only. And I was scared that I was going to be caught doing it. But anyway, them's were the days. Anyway, but I mean, you did you took an interest, and also you're a little slightly older than me, and you kind of guided me and kind of took me under your wing and encouraged me along, which
what
I really appreciated big
you
time.
Involved in? Because I remember you in ARD with Bernard Llewellyn.
I was in Capital Radio before that, which was the one that Alan Russell and Chris Barry, Kieran. And they did it, and I organised a bit of an argument with them, so because I was getting excited about the fact that I could go to ARD, so I had a bit of a row with them, left with all my records under my arm, and went to ARD. Then I went to Radio 257. Then I failed my audition for RTE. You were in there already. But then the second audition, I got in. Barry Lang, Sienna Campbell and myself got in on the 1st of March 1980. Anyway, it's not about me, it's about you, Jack.
I've another old friend of yours, another legend of the business, on the phone here in the UK, I think. Mark Story. Mark, good morning to you.
Mark!
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Great to talk to you, Mark. Tell us your.
I'm not in the UK. Actually, I'm out in Ibiza as usual.
Oh,
looking out over the sea here.
Of course, you are, Mark.
I am.
So, Mark, tell our listeners your connection with Declan. You go back a long way together.
We do, and it was mainly down to the fact that Declan and I used to go to the pub and talk about radio, and he used to bring an incredible amounts of Quality Street sweets, because he worked in the office at Rountree McIntosh, and he was a great pusher of Quality Street, so... That was one of the greatest things he ever did for me, actually.
Mark, I can remember the first time we met, which was through, believe it or not, the Brighton Independent Radio Movement. They used to publish things in Record Mirror, and I think all the pirate radio stations at the time used to use their address as sort of a contact address for all listeners, we hoped, anyway, around the Dublin area. And through them... we came across yourself. You were working on some pirate radio station, and we were as well, with Ernie Melia and other people, Robbie Irwin. And we arranged to meet through some sort of contact at the GPO, carrying a copy of Record Mirror, and turned up in about 1970 to meet yourself there. And that was the start of
Beautiful friendship.
Beautiful friendship, yes.
And
indeed,
Mark, I mentioned earlier on, we're really struggling to find any one person to say anything bad about this
Mark,
man at all.
Mark is your man.
Well, the only thing I can think of is, actually, I should tell you that Techman said he was booted out of RTE. But I think they did you a big favour there.
Oh, yes,
because I think it was about 2 weeks later, I was working for Capital Radio in London, and they said, "Do you know anybody who is a good producer?" I said, "Well, I think I am." And they said, "No, we want somebody who's a good producer." And so I said, "Oh yes, I know somebody, but he's very busy, and he's in Dublin, and he's a producer and a presenter." And they went, "Oh, that sounds very good." So about 2 days after RTE gave him the heave-ho, his phone rang and Capital Radio rang him and said, "Could you get over here in 2 or 3 days? We have a job for you. Please come and join Capital Radio, the biggest local commercial radio station in Europe." And he came over, and actually... We have many reunions of everybody, and we go there. And the one person they all love, of course, is Declan Meehan. And they say, "Hi, Mark, how are you?" "Oh, Declan, it's so wonderful to see you here."
So your criticism is he's too popular.
Yeah. He's popular with everybody. Actually, I tell you what I think his great credit is, is that he's not afraid of things. He said, "Yeah, let's go, let's do that. That sounds like a load of great fun." And we had the only thing I remember was he was never a culinary person. If you left him to cook, he shared the flat and then my house. Actually, I moved house about twice, and I didn't tell him where I was moving to, but he found out where it was. He arrived. He says, "I brought some Guinness, so let's sit down and have a few pints." And then, the dinner for twice a week, and I'd do it 3 times a week or whatever it was. It was like the... Yeah, what's that TV show where there's the two of them
Come
living?
Dine
the
with
Odd
me.
Couple.
Oh yeah,
The Odd Couple, and no, it's not Dynasty. and he did what he called an all-in-one. So he cooked everything in one saucepan, and it was awful. It was truly awful.
I knew I'd find somebody. It's something negative. Mark, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed, Mark.
Goes, I want to thank Mark for...
My great pleasure. Thank you for having me on. And it's great to celebrate that 30 years.
Sorry, Mark. Declan just wanted to say one thing before you go. Go on.
I just want to say thank you, Mark, for all the guidance that you've given me over the years in different radio stations, and for putting in a good word for me on several occasions when necessary on different... situation. So thank you very much.
Brilliant. All right. We're also joined in the studio by knocking on a legend and teller of stories, Mick Kelly. Mick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, but the names that have been dropped here this morning, I'm in the Halfpenny place here. And the biggest compliment I could have been paid was that I was outside and Charlie Sharkey's here on the other side of the camera this morning. And he goes, "Mick," he says, "I think you've been dropped for Ian Dempsey." And then the next thing goes, "Mick, you're on with Ian Dempsey." So that's made my day.
Ah, excellent. My pleasure, Mick. My pleasure.
And it's funny to see Declan sitting the other side, sitting this side. So, like, I'm the wrong side of the camera, and you're the wrong side of the desk.
And Mick, you've contributed to this program for years.
Yeah, I think it's nearly 15 years, and unfortunately. I think some of the stories I always, you know, that we'd be covering, Declan, are not the kind of stories we want to be talking about today, but it's lovely to hear. Like, I always wanted to be a DJ, like Declan Meehan and like Ian Dempsey. And it's great to hear the stories. And I can't believe that you just had to buy your own records.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
When I heard listening coming in, I was thinking, oh my God, they had to buy their own records. And funny enough, a chart popped up on something yesterday from 1979. Now, over time, not at the time, because I wouldn't have had
Ring
the money.
My bell, Anita Ward.
I know, it was actually the whole chart.
I'm trying to think what was number one. Declan probably knows.
But no, I actually counted the singles that I have, and I don't like reggae music. Right. So they were the only two singles I didn't have. I had 28 singles.
Oh my God. Now, give you a story, and Ian probably, this has been related many a time, in ARD in Belvedere Place in the afternoon, I got
the job of doing the chart, and it was a top 40 chart, and it was 2 to 5 or something like that, and I had 39 of the records. But Stan O'Connor, the late Stan O'Connor in Dolphin Dis, had promised me that he had pop music by M, and he would keep it for me if I could get it collected, and he wouldn't have it till the afternoon. So I had to organise somebody to go to Dolphin Discs in the centre of town to collect this record. Now, the idea was, because it was a new release, it would go in at maybe 25, 24, whatever it was. So my girlfriend at the time, she volunteered to go downtown to Dolphin Disc to collect the record.
Can I go too?
down she goes into the centre town, and she bumps into a certain Ian Dempsey.
He didn't take your pop music, did he?
And what Ian said, will we go for a pint? Now, here am I up in the studio, depending on the delivery of...
He's at number 30 at this stage.
And, of course, they've gone for a pint, and maybe it's a second pint. So I'm looking at the chart, I'm readjusting it as pop music is moving up the chart all the way. You know, and what am I going to do when it reaches, you know, the top 10 or something? Yeah. You can't have pop music going in then, surely. But anyway, no sign of my girlfriend coming back.
And no mobile phones at that stage. So it wasn't, right. You weren't able to contact
anybody. And there
anybody.
They were in Madigan's or someplace in North Earl Street having a pint. Eventually, you decided to come back. Yeah. And I think pop music went in number 2.
Two. Yeah. New entry, number 2. Declan Gavin Gusto, eh?
So the charts were false back then.
Oh,
believe
yes,
in all this.
Absolutely. That was brilliant. I love that story.
Brilliant story.
So true, you know.
Yeah. Brilliant story.
And it was a good call, because it did go all the way to number 1 in the end. So you were just ahead of your time, as always, Declan.
Mick, working obviously on this show and contributing to the show over the years, all I've been hearing from people who've worked with Declan, who've been on the show, is how relaxed he makes people feel, how at home he makes them feel when they're in this studio.
Yeah, no, Declan's brilliant, because, you know, stories that you'd be covering, and obviously, you know, there's always the stories that, you know, there's the story that everyone knows and the story that you can't say. And in fairness to Declan, you know, I've often came in and, like, one morning we had there was a shooting here in Bray, and, you know, I said to Declan, because Declan will understand people, and you'll know, right, I can say this, and I can't say this, you know. Whereas if you, you know, with other stations, they will jump straight. I've often been called by a station and they'd say, oh, and then they'll hit you with the question that you will not. Another person like I love is Henry McKean. Henry's the very same as Declan. He, you know, you'll say, right, you'll say, Henry, I'm going to do this, and this. And he'll say, right, Michael, yeah, we'll do that now. That's lovely.
Good impression. He goes, very impressive.
He's brilliant, but Declan will always, you know, he'll never make you feel... Like, not with me, I have to say, with the politicians, I love it, because Declan will, boom, hit him where it hurts. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh my God, if you've done that to me, I don't know why do I. It was like Michael Fitzgerald in Arklow. He said to me one day, he said, if Declan ever hits you with a question that you're afraid of, radio silence, Mick. That's the word.
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Brilliant. Mick, thanks very much indeed for popping in. Eno, thank you for
popping
in.
Thank you very much. Can I just say, I was listening to Rebecca and Laura earlier on, and then Declan coming back, and it just shows how purely you're into what you do, the radio, because you're saying, oh, they're doing some financial thing or something. Oh, they're doing some marketing business or whatever. You know, that doesn't bother you at all. What you want to do is what you have been able to do all your life, and it's brilliant, and I'm honoured to know you. Thank you very much, Declan.
And
congratulations.
Here we go.
That's lovely.
And sorry, Adrian, one person that is missed here today, and he was always with us, no matter if we were doing music things or radio, and that was Garrett. And so I'd say if Garrett was here today, yeah, he'd be delighted.
Garrett Farrell. He was news for many years.
Many years, yep. Yeah.
And sadly, he passed away earlier this year.
But he was brilliant. Yeah. He was better at music.
Ian, Mick, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks,
Adrian, for popping in this morning. This is The Morning Show. Lots more to come in a minute.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland. East Coast
FM. And this is Adrian Kennedy with Declan Meehan this morning, celebrating 30 years in this seat normally. You're a bit uncomfortable sitting over that side of the desk, aren't you?
Yeah, it's, as you know yourself, I mean, you like to be in charge if you've got this job. And suddenly you're dependent on what people ask you. And that's a very uncomfortable
place to be.
Yeah.
Here, have a listen to this, Deck. You'll recognise this man.
Hi, Declan. Josh van der Fleer here. I just wanted to send you a message to say a massive congratulations on 30 years on the morning show. Absolutely unbelievable. You're a friend to so many who you don't even know you're friends with, who just listen to you every day on the show. You kept me company a lot of times, all the way up, going up and down from Wicklow to training when I first started off with Leinster. And, yeah, you have a wonderful voice, I'm sure, as everyone tells you, and you always do an absolutely incredible job. So 30 years is a testament to your hard work and talent, and yeah, just being an all-around good person as well. You don't achieve that for no reason. So well done. Very, very happy for you, and hopefully see you soon. Keep it up.
All right, lovely message. Josh van der Fleer.
Wow.
And here, I have one more little memory for our listeners. Want to bring you back? I think this is 1982 again. Have a listen to this.
First, you heard Yazoo and Bad Connection from the latest LP, Date Stamp by ABC, and that one there, a new single, which is terrific, by Fat Larry's band, and that one is called Zoom. Six away from ten, it is. One to go on that brekkie trekkie this morning, and it's Dean Friedman wrapped in the hamburgers.
I am loving.
Dean Friedman and McDonald's Girl, especially for Andrew, who's come in wearing his Big Mac today, isn't he? And he has a new postcard.
Psychedelic drawings.
Yeah, it looks dreadful. Hello to the Handley family and the Howard family, just back from Blackpool, from Pat. Hello, and that's about it from me. See you tomorrow on the Brekkie Trekkie. Good
Very
morning.
Good. I forgot how posh you sounded back then.
Yeah, didn't I? I was belying my Northside upbringing, you know?
Very good. Sorry, Katie, what was the guy's name? I think it's John and Pirate.ie got us that audio, so thanks very
really?
Much.
Really? I didn't know they even existed.
Oh, there you go.
That was back in Herbert Street, back in 1982.
Yeah, it was. Okay, now who have we got? I'm joined on the line by a man that you would have worked alongside in the Nova days in Herbert Street, and he went on to much bigger and better things. He was the anchor on the 6-1 News for many years. The News at 1, Brian Dobson joins me on the line. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian, and good morning and congratulations, Declan. 30 years, what a fantastic achievement. And I've been listening in to some of the messages that have been coming in, and all of them absolutely richly deserved. What a stellar career in broadcasting. It's just an honour to be with you this morning, Declan.
Thank you very much, Brian. This is a surprise, and thanks for taking the trouble to contribute. That's I'm delighted you're on. Thank you very much.
So your paths would have crossed in Radio Nova back then.
That's right, yeah. I mean, that takes me right back. Deckies, brekkie, trekkie. I mean, I was just out of college. In fact, I think I was mentioned lectures to do a bit of broadcasting in Herbert Street at Radio Nova. Declan was the breakfast presenter. Declan was really the big beast in Radio Nova, which was one of the super pirates, they were called, Adrian, Sunshine and Nova, that came on air in the early 1980s. And Declan had worked, as you've been reminded today, worked on Radio 2, 2FM as it was, Radio 2 as it was called when it started up, RT's music station, and then he ended up back on the Pirates again. And he was the big beast, really, for all of us on Nova. We were kind of wandering around, sort of making up as we went along. But Declan had all that experience from his previous pirate years and in Ireland Montrose. And, I mean, he really was the star of the show. And he had a wonderful accomplice on the Brekkie Trekkie, the late Bob Gallico, who was the newsreader, but was a whole lot more than that. And they had this wonderful rapport, and they had this fantastic show. It swept. This is before we had listenership figures, so nobody really has a handle on exactly what the audience was. But I mean, it was pretty.
But you knew at the time that it was huge.
Huge, yeah. Absolutely huge, yeah. And it deservedly so, because they had a great They had a great empathy on air, and just a really funny show, very entertaining. You know, and I suppose it was one of the things that made Noble such a tremendous success, that really strong breakfast show that got the day going.
And could I say, Brian, and I don't want to take the tone of the programme down or anything, but this actually happened. In August of 1982, Bob was off on holidays and Brian Dobson was on The Breakfast Show. And it was on the morning that the previous night I had just heard my dad died, and the Gardaí arrived at the house and told me that news. And there was nobody else to do the programme as such, so I went in and was on with Bob and the Brekkie Trekkie, or with instead it should have been Bob, but it was actually Brian Dobson. And Brian was so you know empathetic you know what had happened, and so I got through the program, but with the help of the way Brian had handled me and handled the situation and the atmosphere within the radio station. So I never forgot that, Brian. And you know, one program is probably to many people the same as the next program, but I really appreciate
that one stands out.
That one.
Oh, okay. I'm very touched to hear that, Declan. You know, we all, I mean, I think there was that great camaraderie on Nova. People supported each other. I mean, we had our disagreements and things could get a bit hot and heavy occasionally, but it was a great sense of, you know, this, a collective mission. I mean, it was a very exciting time in radio. But we're talking about memories. One of my memories with Declan was that Nova was famously closed down in a series of raids that were mounted by the old Department of Post and Telegraph on the pirate stations. The station was shut down. I think actually they arrived when you were on air.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you were instructed to turn off the studio equipment and so on. And they went up to the transmitter, which was up in Rathfarnham, and shut that down as well. And we all repaired to a pub called Scruffy Murphy's, which wasn't very far away, which some people of our generation might remember. I think it's long gone now. But we sort of sat there really feeling very, very sorry for ourselves. And I remember taking a lot of comfort, Declan, from your outlook on that day, and it was a pretty grim day. You know, the station came back on air subsequently, but we didn't know that at the time. And your attitude was, you know, it'll turn out, it'll be okay. Something else will come along. You know, it's not the end of the world. And I think you brought that kind of calmness and serenity to a pretty fraught day. Mm. And I remember thinking that was a great balm for a lot of us who were young broadcasters who really were seeing our you know opportunity to be on air just vanish like that within a couple of hours. So it was always great. And I think there's something else I want to say about Declan's role. I mean, I'd say he was a big beast on Nova. He was a big part, you know, if not a key ingredient to the success of Nova, which in turn paved the way for legal commercial radio, you know, the station we're on right now, and stations up and down the country, the national commercial stations. The powers that be took the view that we'll give the young people a music station, Radio 2, and that'll RT Radio 2, and that's that, and we can forget about any further choice. And the pirates, the strength of the pirates subsequent to Radio 2 coming on the air, really demonstrated that that wasn't good enough. People were going to expect a choice, and they were entitled to a choice.
And literally changed the landscape of the business that we all know and love.
Declan was one of the key people that contributed to that transformation of Irish broadcasting, no question about it, and then did so much more in the subsequent years to build the success of commercial local radio. So, you know, it's been a really important yours has been a really important career, Declan, in a whole lot of ways.
Brian Dobson, really appreciate you joining us on the programme this morning. Thanks very much indeed, Brian.
Thanks,
Adrian. Okay, thanks, Brian. Enjoy the retirement. Thank you.
Thank you.
And on the other line, one of your old pals and radio head, Robbie Irwin, is on the line. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. Good morning, Declan. Happy 30th. Hope all is going well for you there. The last time the three of us were together, Adrian, you won't remember this, or maybe you will. Declan was certainly there when I was doing some dancing at the RDS. You were the MC, and Declan was in the audience with his wife, Maggie. So here we are again.
I remember it well.
I had dreams back in the mid-60s to be on radio stations to emulate Radio Caroline. And we achieved that. And I've known Robbie since then, and we've had some good times.
Well, funny enough, you should say that, Declan, because the reason I'm not in studio there today is that we're up in Donegal, myself and Maria, and overlooking the Inishowen Peninsula, and it's nothing but sea that I see in front of me. And I was looking at a ship going up down the other day, and I actually put on the theme song from Radio Caroline just to look at it and just to imagine still at this hour of my life. And when Kate had asked me to come on this show today, I just was thinking of those days all the way back. Declan, by the way, Adrian, lived in a road called, a small enough road called Shanlis Drive. And one end, older listeners will remember these names. At one end of the road, a fantastic footballer who changed the landscape of Gaelic football lived, Jimmy Keaveney, and went on to play for Vincent's and, of course, for Dublin. And at the other end of the road was a magnificent broadcaster called Frank Hall. And Declan and myself, Declan lived in the middle of that, but yes, we imagined we were going to be on Radio Caroline. We imagined that we could become radio presenters. Declan, of course, a fantastic 30 years on East Coast, but before that, all the other radio stations as well. I kind of was in the background, but always wanted to be a DJ. But Declan and myself, over the years, have remained great pals. We still meet up regularly. We talk about those days. We talk about, somebody mentioned Quality Street Suites earlier on. We speak about Rendry McIntosh. And it was a fantastic time. I mean, it's just amazing that you've managed to get so far, Declan. And it's your great strength, your determination, your ambition in the early days. And you did have a few bad times. Of course you did. But you stuck it out, and people admired what you do, and people knew and know what you can do. And what you brought, as Brian said there just a few moments ago, to independent radio, first of all, but to broadcasting in general, not just through East Coast, but over the years and all the various stations. And I was also thinking that, I mean, in the last years, there's been a lot of talk about Ryan Tuberty trailblazing to London. Declan trailblazed to London years and years ago. And I know Mark mentioned it earlier on as well, but Declan, you have a lot to look back on. It's been a fantastic career. You can be a cranky old you-know-what, as you know. We had many rows in various pubs, mainly in Kennedy's latterly, but you can be cranky, and you can be opinionated, and I love being opinionated too, and I love being able to say, no, you're wrong, and I'm right, and you love all those. And I suppose I'm delighted to see not just a radio friend of Declan's, but I think arguably your oldest friend, and just continued success, and I wish you well, and I'm delighted to be part of your life and part of your 30 years as well.
That's a lovely tribute, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
Fair play, and thank you very much indeed for taking time out on your trip to Inishowen to be with us on the morning show this morning. Thanks very much indeed, Robbie Irwin. I've a load more guests. Look at the time. You'd be killing me now for overrunning. We've a few more people to talk to straight after the break.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland. East Coast
FM. And this is Adrian Kennedy with Declan, celebrating 30 years here at East Coast FM. There's a lot of messages coming in that I just haven't really gotten around to. Let me read this one from Paul Burke in Arklow. There's one thing that should be said today, if not already said. When COVID struck, Declan and his family took us listeners into his home to keep the morning show floating and keep us all sane. He and his family should be thanked for that, says Paul. Very good. Because, of course, during the whole of COVID, you did the show from home.
That's right, in the garage, and with the great help of Claire Hogan, who's here, previous producer. And Claire quickly learned the desk here and learn so much technicalities in order to make that really easy and possible. And she was deemed to be younger, so she could have a special pass to go and be in the studio here. And we used to link up with the garage every morning, and it all seemed
it
to work.
Flawlessly. Now, sitting beside you is a man who used to assist in the production of the morning show back in the day. Owen Dawson. Owen, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you very much indeed for popping in, Owen. Tell me your memories of that time working with Declan here on the morning show.
Are we up to 5 o'clock? No.
No.
No, I'd like to tell you two stories about Declan. One is the professional side of him and the other is the personal side of him. On one particular morning, we had a minister booked to go on air, and Declan decided that we better give him a good airing. So from 9:10 to 9:50 was blocked off exclusively for said minister. And at 9:05, no sign of the minister. A few phone calls were made. to be told that the minister would not be able to turn up. I panicked, of course. What to do? What to do? Looked at Declan. Declan thought, 20 seconds maybe. Ring the following three people, he said, and tell them they're to go on air. You're not inviting them on air. Tell them they're to go on air and no excuses. This is an emergency. I rang the said three people. They jumped at it and they went on air, and you would not have known that there was no minister ever in the filing system. And it was all done slowly, casually, and without any fuss. In the meantime, I think I aged about 20 years.
And Declan just got younger.
Oh, not a bother, chum.
Do you ever break a sweat, Declan?
Of course I do.
Well, you wouldn't know he did, that's for certain. The other one is a little more personal. On the day I was leaving East Coast after 6 years here, there was the usual ceremony of goodbyes outside in the main office. And Claire Darmody did the honours, and I replied accordingly. And that was it, and we began to drift away. And a voice said, "Stop, I'd like to say something." And it was Declan. And Declan spoke eloquently about me for the next few minutes. Now, this is not because Declan spoke about me. It's because he did not have to open his mouth, but he chose to pay a compliment to me, unasked, uninvited, and he did it so beautifully that I have remembered Declan for that one moment more than anything else since I left the station.
Very good. That's lovely. That's a lovely tribute. It really is.
Thanks a whole noise.
Now, we're also joined in studio by a man that was involved in this radio station for many, many years. This man actually gave me my first break in radio back in the BLB days. Joe Harrington is here in studio. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. And my first memory, and we'll leave the BLB thing aside because, you know, I want to talk about Declan, but when I arrived in East Coast, you were actually here, and Sean Ashmore invited me. It was shortly after the Eurovision Song Contest, and I'd been working in, at the time, FM 104, and Sean asked me to come here. And I said, "That's grand." And the moment, I think I was only here a couple of weeks, and you said, "Oh, I'm off, I'm leaving." You were doing the morning show. And Sean said, "We're in a dilemma." And I remember, I can't remember the timeline, but, you know, I was great friends with Declan in those days. And so I think was working for, was it Radio Ireland at the time, Declan, was it?
No, that hadn't started.
It hadn't,
no.
Was it, yeah. 104?
104.
104, yeah. And I said to Declan, "Listen, I'm going on a project with Sean Ashmore out to East Coast, and I think there's great potential there. There's maybe, you know, a few things need to be changed, or maybe, you know, a few other things." And I said, "Would you be up for it?" Because Adrian just suddenly handed in his notice, and would you be interested? Because I think it was initially I talked about doing a music program, and you said, "Look, I've done enough DJing, and I'd like to get my teeth into something else." And I said, "Well, this opportunity." And I think we then, the two of us with Sean, met up with Sean, and that was it.
Yeah, well,
that's my memory of it. But maybe
I remember having lots of conversations with you about, you know, I was getting to the stage where, you know, slogans like the fresh new music mix and all that were wearing a bit thin for somebody. Yeah. I'm just saying, not another music program. I'm just bored out of my tree here. And you were saying, "Oh, you're maturing." And I remember actually saying to me, "Look, would you not have a go at East Coast and do the speech program? Because you'll end up," and I mentioned this earlier on, "you'll end up getting grumpy in restaurants and just wanting to pick discussion points with people. And why don't you just do that on the air? Just try it out for 3 weeks at East Coast." And, you know, Adrian is leaving. And I came here and Ruth McDonald, I think, was on the air. I just slotted in for the 3 weeks. And I didn't go. People of my generation, Joe's generation, we grew up in a time when people like us in our housing estates and things didn't go to university. We didn't get an education. It was expected that we would either go and work in a factory or an office or something like that when we hopefully got our leaving certificate. And we didn't develop how to develop our minds and look at all sorts of things that were going on in the world. I mean, for me, if I knew what was in the charts, that was the extent of what I knew about life. So when all the different subjects, particularly I mentioned earlier on the people involved in Wicklow and their stories,
it developed my brain as if I had gone to university. So
it's been an education for you.
I think this has, I think I'm actually 10 years behind where I should be, simply because I didn't go to an academic job. I just, you know, went to radio stations playing records. And I think through East Coast, it certainly has developed me into being more evaluating of stories that are there, and I suppose more intellectual. I'm not saying I'm intellectual, but just it has given me the
an education. And Joe, did you ever think back then in 1994 that this man would still be here 30 years later?
I didn't, to be honest with you. There's so many amazing stories that were covered on the on the morning show, and from the Catherine Nevin, remember the Catherine Nevin story was a very big story, and on the morning show there was many politicians, many things happened, you know, and great top entertainers being interviewed. I mean, this station is certainly so well recognised, as particularly with Declan in the seat there, so well respected within the industry. And I was just thinking what you said there. I doubt if we would get into radio now if we tried now. There's so many people having to go through so many degrees and so many different things to get into radio. We wouldn't even get an interview, Declan. Whereas in the day when we went, we just kind of forced our way in, didn't we? We just more or less pushed our way in.
There, and I should have said it to Simon Harris earlier on about politicians. I was here, it wasn't just the 3 weeks, but I was still here after a few months, and I was thinking, should I, or what will I do, and is this a good idea to stay there or whatever? And Brian Lenihan Sr., this is the politician with great friends with Charlie Haughey at that time. This is not the finance minister. This is his dad, basically came in for an interview. And he was, I don't know what the interview was about, but I took him to task about a few things he said, because I felt he was a little bit flippant with me. Oh, I'm in a local radio station, sure. They don't even notice what you say half the time, and I'm just here to pass the time, and you're lucky to have me as a politician. And I start pulling him up on things he said at the time. And we finished the interview, and he said, what about you then? What are you going to be doing? Are you staying here, or what's your job? And I said, I'm just here just to try it out. You're good, okay? Stick with this. Become a broadcaster. This is in the studio at the end of the interview. And he said, stick to these sort of programs because you'll develop. And he says, I think you found what you'd be good at in life. So say it. And I don't think I've ever said that before, but Brian Lennon Sr. said that to me, that it was his view. I mean, other people have said, what are you doing in radio? You're a waste of time. But he said, you'll develop and you'll get a career out of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's no politician get when you come in and you grill them, Declan. You know, I think that's why. And I do remember when I was working here, a very young Simon Harris kind of doing the same thing. And you interviewed him, and I think he went out a bit shook, you know. So, because, you know, you give everyone the third degree for sure. But I mean, and you nobody would know whether you're, you know, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Workers' Party, whatever, whoever's still going, or Social Democrats or whatever. Nobody knows what your political thoughts are, which is absolutely brilliant. And I still don't know, and I know you over 30 years at this stage for
maybe
sure.
He hasn't got any, Joe.
Yep, maybe not. All right, Joe, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Journey, 17 years I was here, Adrian. 17. Not bad, you know.
Not bad, yeah.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks very much indeed. I'm joined on the line by another old colleague from the pirate days. David Harvey joins us on the line. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Adrian, how are you doing? And Declan, congratulations. Great to be here. And I tell you, it's a mark of a great broadcaster when they ignore the news to keep talking about it.
Absolutely. And we literally are.
Yeah, literally. I thought I was being rung up to read the news, actually. one of the things I didn't hear, actually, earlier, Adrian, was Declan's original pirate name, which many may not know. He was known in the old days as Arno St. Jude. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Is that true?
That is true. It started because we all had to have different names, right? And this is during the 1970s with Radio Vanessa and Melinda and all those sort of stations that I was involved in. My middle name is Jude. It's Declan Jude Meehan. And there was a play in the Abbey called Aaron or whatever. And I said, oh, I'll call myself Aaron St. Jude. That'd be a nice disc jockey name. And it was actually in Robbie Owen mentioned earlier on, across the road from us lived Frank Hall, and Frank had a son called Donald, and Donald met Robbie on the street one day and says, hiya, Robbie, I hear yourself an Arno St. Jude on the pirate station Radio Vanessa. So Robbie sort of adopted and he says, you're now Arno St. Jude. So that's where Arno St. Jude started.
That's amazing. I never knew that, Dave. Thanks for sharing that.
Is that the patron saint of lost causes? I hope it isn't.
I think it is, actually.
Then you're in real trouble. No, I've known Declan 40 years. I mean, we go back to Radio Nova. But before that, when I was doing my leaving, Declan was on the... I think the programme was called Night Moves, was it?
It was, yeah.
Right, on Radio 2. And there was a great little feature called Beat the Intro, I know, which has been hashed and rehashed many times since Mark Story invented it, I think. And you had to... You know, guess the music, guess the track before the vocal started. And every night they give away a couple of albums if you won it. And I finally got myself into the queue to be the contestant for that evening. And I'm sitting there like, you know, 10:30 at night in my mum's kitchen waiting for the moment. And Declan goes, and now let's go to David Harvey. And they cut me off, which was the greatest disappointment of my life, actually, because I was hoping I'd win an album a night for the next... 6 weeks. And actually, it was Blondie, Heart of Glass. I would have got it straight off, Dick.
I don't know what happened. That's the RTE, engineers maybe at the time. But sort of.
Yes, like. He'd fallen asleep or hadn't shown up or something.
I know.
Dave, I'm unfortunately, as you rightly pointed out, we've way overstayed our welcome.
Keep going. And just very, very quickly, yeah. I just was struck by Sharon Tobin's comment about Declan and his generosity of spirit and not having a problem with people going through his hands and going on to great things. That's the mark of a guy with real integrity, and I admire you for that, Declan. Well done.
Thank you, Dave.
That's very nice. Thanks very much indeed, Dave Harvey. Oh. And finally, our final guest is singer-songwriter who's been a guest on The Morning Show over many years, Don Meskell joins us on the line. Don, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Declan, congratulations. I'm delighted to be speaking to you and to be there with you guys in voice, if not as if not in body. But one thing that I'm delighted about, Declan, is that you've now finally moved into legendary status. I hope you don't mind me saying that, but you so much so, I think that that I might have been involved in writing a song about you. That is
that's the thing.
Incredible.
I was just saying, you adopted one of your songs and you featured my name in it last year.
I did,
so.
And that's a song called Radio Man.
Yeah,
which for Tommy Green is going to play at the start of his show. Tell me about that song.
Well, I mean, you know, Declan has one of these careers that it's quite easy to describe a song around it from the early days of pirate radio right through and especially 30 years, you know, the flagship show on a radio station. And what strikes me about him also is he's, again, as one of your previous callers says, he's just his generosity, his time that he allows you, you know, for musicians and songwriters and when they're coming in and they're plugging the new album, Declan takes it all on board. He tries to give you as much time as he can. He speaks, he does his research. And he's just a wonderful, generous man with a voice that just has become part of the furniture.
Absolutely.
So it was easy to write the song.
Well, that's a lovely note to end on. We're going to play that song in a couple of minutes. Don Meskell, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. And Declan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Well, look, it's only 11 minutes over time.
Yes, so. It's not bad.
But it was a complete surprise. I came in here this morning because Katie had got a running order. I looked at it and grand, okay, we'll handle that for today. And next thing, that was torn up. Entirely different. There's so many people in here, and it was great to see people from the past who used to work on the program in person and making the effort to do that as well. I'm completely overwhelmed and still a bit, you know,
dumbstruck by it all. So,
well, I want to say a sincere thanks to Dave for asking me to present this show today. It's been an absolute honour to present the show. Declan, thank you for everything that you do. Keep doing it. And congratulations on 30 years here at East Coast.
Well, thank you to the East Coast family and my own family, anyway, for making today.
Brilliant. Thank you.